Blog Talk Radio.
Shepherd, shepherd, gentle shepherd, show me how to go. Help me, guide me to green pastures through the blinding snow. Let the lambs can go astray.
Now Jesus is seeing the same thing. Plenty of individuals carrying a title, but not the actions. There were plenty of men who were pontificating, but very few providing actual care and thus directing the sheep in the way which they should go, which God prepared beforehand, a way to walk in. Something that had been determined from the foundation of the world. I believe this is why Jesus can say, all whoever came before me are thieves and robbers. Because they did not build up the sheep. They did not bring about. Back then, shepherds or pastors, whatever you want to identify them, who were in the business for their own advancement. The sheep weren't theirs. So they became a means to be used for their own advantage. The Lord spells this out several times in the Gospels and specifically in Ezekiel and Jeremiah. For them then, and I think even today, being a shepherd is seen more as a career than a calling. So here are sheep who certainly have no lack of ministers or shepherds who are there, but still the sheep are all jumbled up, aimless, trying to get somewhere, but don't know where they're going, confused, frustrated. But then, it seems, I think, to our natural minds, Jesus' solution seems like a very strange one. So here's Jesus. He's hurting inside because the sheep are all scattered, going here, there, and elsewhere. They're frustrated. And what does Jesus answer? The harvest is plentiful. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send out harvesters. Pray earnestly is the word he uses. Pray earnestly. The pastor's conference that I just returned from, well, it's almost a month ago, I guess, was about prayer. And there was one very good teaching about praying prayerful prayers. And we were made to realize that sometimes we just pray, but we're not really praying. Praying earnestly. That word earnestly has to do with praying prayerful prayers. I guess that doesn't even make sense to even say that, but praying prayerful prayers. Jesus doesn't just say, pray to the Lord of the harvest that he sends out, but pray earnestly. Be fervent in prayer. James tells us that the fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Isn't it something? And that's why I say this seems sort of strange. Jesus doesn't say, pray that these sheep will find a shepherd, or pray that a shepherd will find these sheep, but pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out the laborers to gather in. Here Jesus is asking prayer for himself to send out those laborers. And I believe that all of us are called to this kind of prayer ministry. We have neighbors, we have friends, we have relatives who don't know the Lord, or some who are in confusion, or some just totally wandered away. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send out harvesters to bring in that harvest. I'm saying again, we're all called to this kind of a prayer ministry. We have opportunity. I have not been able to go very many times either, but on Sunday evenings, you know, and I wish you all could go to Africa and see what happens when they announce prayer. Let's have a time for prayer, they'll say. Broom, everybody starts praying right off. Here we are so polite, and we wait and wait and wait. And then I think somebody just starts out of necessity. So when there's an opportunity to pray, pray. Jump in there. And I know that you've heard, I've heard people say, well, I just don't know how to pray very. I just don't know what to say. Just say what's on your heart, man. We don't have to give God any fancy speeches. Pray earnestly. Pray prayerful prayers. Pray believing prayers. But specifically, in the midst of the scattered sheep that we see in the world today, Jesus said the solution is to pray him to send out the laborers. And you know the laborers he sends out will get our work done. Sometimes we go on our own and we can stir up the dust, but those that Jesus sends out accomplish that which it was going to be. So I believe that part of today is saying, seeing the compassion of Jesus, that this really bothers him. And then, not only to pray, but I think often God uses us to answer our own prayers as we go about teaching, preaching, healing, encouraging, sharing. And moved with this kind of compassion, we too can emulate the Good Shepherd with this burden for the unity of the body of Christ. So let us see this compassionate Jesus. And it says, it's that compassion which is the disposition to manifest love and mercy and tenderness. May God give us all that kind of compassion as well. Not to live in our heads, not to live in our emotions, but to live by the Word of God. Pray, therefore, so that these who are scattered will focus in on Jesus and behold Him, and seeing Him will be drawn together as one. Because that's what God's after, isn't it? That there be on the earth one new man who stands in the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Not blown around, not tossed here and there, but having that kind of reality. Thank you.